and the community you can depend on.
This is Doug McVeigh saying so long.
I'm Al Khan.
I'm Grace Ann Smith.
This is Jasmine Moneymaker.
This is Dan Raphael.
This is Ray Bodwell.
This is Zelos Marchant.
I'm Sam Bowman.
KBOO News and Public Affairs. Nearly half a century of award-winning local and national coverage and community engagement.
Welcome back to Counterspins.
What's good? This is Tevin, your host here at Combined Culture Radio.
This is Democracy Now!
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
This is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh.
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock.
Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real.
It's Labor Radio.
Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary Postlewaite.
Welcome to Cutie Pog Talk.
Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak.
Good evening. This is Jean.
And this is Rowan.
And this is Transpositive PDX.
Tune in this Friday during KBOO's membership drive for News and Public Affairs Day to hear breaking stories, interviews with national journalists and political leaders, and to become a sustaining member. Give the gift that keeps on giving in the form of a KBOO donation and become part of community media.
This is KBOO Portland.
Talk about destruction. Don't you know you can count me? In, out, in, out. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. See, you got a real solution. Well, you know. Well, I'd love to see those people cry. You ask for a contribution. Well, you know. Well, doing what we can. One money, people mind that hate. I'll tell you, brother, have to wait. Constitution, well, you know, they don't want to change your head. The institution, well, you know, better free your mind instead. Go kind, pick your chairman mouth, gonna make it anyhow. Alright, alright.
And good morning. Thank you, Billy Bragg, his version of Revolution. This is Wednesday Talk Radio here on KBOO Community Radio during our fall membership drive. We have a very special guest, Greg Pallast, an investigative reporter whose news-breaking stories appear on BBC Television, The Guardian, and now in Rolling Stone magazine. It was Pallast who uncovered how Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush stole the presidential election in Florida in 2000. And now Pallast has just released the updated post-election edition of his movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, based on his New York Times best-selling books. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy is half documentary, half star-studded movie featuring Rosario Dawson, Shailene Woodley, Willie Nelson, Ice-T, and more. Donald Trump said the election is rigged, and Pallast says Donald should know because his buddies rigged it. The film follows Pallast on his investigation of the Donald's wild claims, and along the way, Pallast finds billionaires gone wild, a secret hit list of a million Americans who lost their vote, and the real story of the theft of the 2016 election. And I would add, before turning to journalism, Greg Pallast was an investigator of fraud and racketeering for governments and labor unions worldwide, which is obviously where he got his skills. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, glad to be with you, especially on this special, special holiday. Give us the money drive because we need it, man.
We do. We all need to keep going in these trying times. I know you've been on KBOO quite a few times. You're usually on with Joanne Hardesty. She is taking a sabbatical because she's running for office. So I am lucky enough to have you, and I'm really glad that you're on. So
Thank you.
I'm sure the last since the last time you were on, lots has happened, and we'll get into all that. But maybe just lay out once again for our audience, you know, what you've been uncovering all these years in terms of voter suppression and voter fraud, the true voter fraud.
Okay, now some of you, by the way, went to one of the openings of my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the early edition. This is the one which was pre-election, in which I made the insane, crazy statement that Donald Trump was going to become president because he's going to steal the votes to do it. And I showed you how. Well, what you can get this morning is the update, the new version of the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And I have to say, I was going to originally subtitle it, give a new subtitle to it, saying it was going to be called I Told You So, Now This Time Pay Attention. But instead, the subtitle is The Case of the Stolen Election. This tells you in detail exactly how the Trumpster sold it, how Agent Orange pulled it off. In particular, his assistant in crime, Chris Kobach. This is the guy who is Donald Trump's vote thief in chief, the head of his so-called Election Frauds Commission. And that's available to you for a donation. This is only available now from KBOO, no other source, because it is it won't be released commercially till next year. But you can get it. How do you get it? What's the number you call? And what's the minimum donation?
What is the number of call?
The number to call is 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. So easy to remember. And the DVD for a $15 a month donation, but a $5 donation gets you the book. The DVD and the book, which you really need together, is $20 a month. And that's it, $240. I've seen this film, have the book. It's key. It's like, whoa, this is happening. And Greg Palace is the guy who put this together. And true stuff. Thank you for doing that. And so you get that with a donation to KBOO of $20 a month or $240 a year. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. Or go online, kboo.fm.
Yeah, and if you we've offered that in the book a number of times and the film, but as Greg says, a new update edition, and now maybe we will all pay more attention to this incredible work that Greg has been doing all these years. So lay out your case. You've mentioned how various elections have been stolen. Now, unfortunately, probably the worst one to date. We've got the Donald. How did it happen? Great.
What's happened is, and by the way, that number again is 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, for a stinking measly $20 a month. You get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is not the one that you got 10 years ago about how Bush stole the election. This is the new 2016 They Stole It edition. And you get the new film, which, by the way, once again, is not available commercially. Won't be until next year. This is the new one, not the one that you saw at last year. This is how he did it. And how he did it, they used about 10 different tricks. They've got a kind of Swiss Army knife of vote thieving techniques. And one of the main ones is called voter caging. And it's illegal, but they've just started using it again, and we have a clip from Bobby Kennedy in the film explaining how it's done.
So you're
caging is, yeah.
You want to just run that clip right now?
Why not?
Hey, engineer, let's run that clip from Greg Palace's film. Unfortunately, he's talking to our another person right now, so we'll get that in a
second.
I'll tell
you what, we'll get back to that one. Let me give you the other trick. This guy, Chris Kobach of Kansas, and if you can't remember his name, think Chris Kobach of Kansas, remember KKK. He is the guy who created something called Interstate Crosscheck. What that is you remember the Trumpster saying, and you'll see him in the film saying, that people are voting many, many times, that 3 million people voted twice in the last election. Obviously, people of a bluish tinge. Democrats. And how did he know this? Well, I'm the only journalist who actually got the list of the 3 million people he said voted twice. That's why I'm an investigative reporter. That's what we do. They didn't want to give us the list, but we got them. And it's people like, and here's on the list, a real example. Maria Hernandez votes in Virginia. Then they find out that Maria Hernandez also is voting in Georgia, believe it or not. Maria Hernandez is voting in two states in the same election. Now, I know what you're going to say. Maria Hernandez is a common name, not for a Republican. In fact, on the sheets itself, which they didn't want me to see and I got, and you'll see them in the film, Maria Inez Hernandez is supposed to be the same voter as Maria Cristina Hernandez. And but unfortunately, that means that the two Maria Hernandezes can both lose their vote. About 1.1 million voters lost their vote through this system, which they call interstate cross-check. And cross-check and KKK are the reason Donald Trump is in the White House instead of the choice of the voters in those swing states. Now, there are 28 states which were involved in this scam, Republican-controlled. Your state of Oregon, by the way, was in this scheme for about 4 minutes until your Secretary of State realized that this was just a scam to eliminate Hispanic, African-American, and Asian-American voters. Now, the only danger in my telling you this is it sounds like I'm doing a good-for-you film that's going to give you all this information, something like PBS. No, this is not a petroleum broadcast system dull film. This is, in fact, Maria Hernandez is played by the wonderful Rosario Dawson. So we have a lot of help from a lot of celebrities. It has tons of cartoons in it by the guy who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And by the way, he's listening in right now, Keith Tucker of Portland. Hey, Keith. Keith did a brilliant job of turning the destruction of our democracy into some very funny cartoons and animations throughout the film. So call the number now, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. For $20, you get both the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is the new edition, not available commercially till next year. You can only get it through a donation here right now. Or this is a DVD, and you also get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is, again, the new edition, the 2016 election theft edition, and you get both by calling 877-500-KBOO. And that cross-check gimmick is just one of 10 ways that they use to pickpocket your vote and steal the White House.
Let's go to that clip real quick since you're talking about the film. Let's play the clip from The Best Democracy, the new edition of Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
I've been investigating Rove since 2004 when that little birdie, love that little guy, dropped off some highly, highly confidential emails from Karl Rove's research chief to George W. Bush's campaign chiefs titled Caging. The lists were names of voters living at homeless shelters and minority soldiers at the Naval Air Station in Florida. The homeless weren't home, and Bad Penny discovered the sailors were overseas. So I took the thousands of names to a law school dean who explained caging to me.
Caging is a system by which you can target cohorts of voters and get them excluded from the lists. And it's illegal in this country. And it's illegal particularly if you, it's illegal under a number of statutes, but if you target black or minority voters, it's illegal under the Voting Rights Act of 1965 specifically. It's a felony. And it's punished by high fines, but also imprisonment. The Republican Party has done this in the past. They will get the addresses of the black voters in a particular state. Then they will mail certified letters to each of those homes. And if the voter is not there at the time that the letter is delivered to accept delivery, the post office will automatically send that letter back to the sender, which in this case is the Republican National Committee. If the letter comes back, The Republican National Committee uses that letter as presumptive evidence that the voter gave a false address on his voting form and is therefore ineligible to vote.
Go to Iraq, lose your vote, mission accomplished. Caging. It's effective, it's illegal, it's Rove.
And that film clip is from The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, generously donated to KBOO by Greg Pallast, donated in turn to listeners who contribute right now to KBOO during our winter drive for $20 a month. Easy peasy, $20 a month, you'll get the DVD and the book. And of course, you'll be helping to keep KBOO and More Talk Radio with Paul Rowland on the air because it's a great thing to do. Call 877-500. There you go. There's that phone ringing right now. 5266-877-500-KBOO.
The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. Man, that clip was action-packed and informative. I know, like, I like to feel like I'm informed. I like to feel like I'm intelligent. I like to win arguments. I like to know what I'm talking about. I want to see that DVD. I know you do too. And there's a lot of people right now that actually aren't informed. They just rely on things they see on social media as if it's the truth. But we at KBOO are here to bring you a deeper look into the truth and have you informed in a way that allows you to critically engage with the community around you. 877-500-5266. You're listening to More Talk Radio with Paul Rowland. We got a special guest today, Greg Pallast, and $10 a month is going to get you a knit cap or a black KBOO t-shirt. $20 a month for a total of $240 a year is going to get you the DVD and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. We've just been listening to a clip of it. Pick up your phone. Call us at 877-500-5266.
And we have a goal today, a goal during this show. During this show, a $1,500 piece of cake, because right now there are people listening who are just waiting to stop by the roadside legally, then get out their cell phone and make that phone call, 877-500-5266, and keep KBOO going, because you love us. We love you. We're all in this together.
All right.
Yeah, and I it's Greg Pallast, happily reporting, volunteering, as I hope you all will join me to do, for KBOO. And I've said this before, I ain't lying. I pitched for like 100 different stations. But I'm going to say this, I don't say this anywhere else. KBOO is just about probably my favorite station of all the community stations I work with, because it really does astonishing. You have astonishing programming. And you know what, guys? Everyone says, "Oh, the Kochs have taken over National Petroleum Radio." And, the public, so-called the public broadcasting system has been commandeered. You got more commercials on that than you do on NBC. And, you know, so this is real community radio. Okay, the Kochs, I believe, are not going to be writing a check for KBOO, but you are. Okay, I want you to call. This is Greg Pallast, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And get the Palace Pack. This is Greg Pallast. You can get, and again, the film is The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. This is not the film. This is the update. This is the whole new caboodle of how Trump won this election. And, for example, I take you into the snows of Michigan. And Donald Trump supposedly won Michigan by 10,700 votes. Now, dig this, Roland. Dig this, listeners. I go there, and what do I find? 75,355 ballots that were never, ever counted. Whose ballots are they? Well, they came out of Detroit and Flint, Michigan. Now, you tell me, Detroit and Flint, Michigan, is that Trump town? I don't think so. So who won that election? If you don't count those 75,000 votes, I worked with a presidential candidate, Jill Stein, who raised money for recount. And Trump's lawyers went to court and stopped that recount. When we talked about recount, you'll find out in the film, it wasn't a recount. It was accounting the ballots that were never counted in the first place, 75,000 ballots, seven times Trump's so-called margin. There was Michigan. Wisconsin, we have other games. Pennsylvania, we have other games. Join me as I go into Ohio, into Arizona, and throughout the country to show you how the Trumpster wasn't elected. Now, this isn't partisan. This ain't about Republican, Democrat. This is about right and wrong. But I promise you this. You'll laugh through most of the film, especially with Portlandian's comic book writer, Keith Tucker, who did our animations for us, the brilliant Keith Tucker, who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And so it's not good for you filming. It's great for you and great entertainment. But you'll laugh at the front of the film, and you'll cry at the end. And Roland, if you don't, I'll pay for your therapy. This is Greg Palast. Call 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. 20 stinking bucks a month. You get the book, you get the DVD, and I'm going to throw in something else. You're also going to get the a link for a download version of it, a private link, because some people don't have DVD players. You're just too cool to have a DVD player. I know that. You can still get the film because you'll get the physical DVD, which is cool. And by the way, the DVD has extras, including my investigation about how Agent Orange and his gang also stole the 6th Congressional District in Georgia. So there's extras on here on the DVD, but you'll also get the private link for a download version of the film. And you know what? And I don't mind if you share this film around. If once you got that disc, no, you may not publish the private link, but you'll get it. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast saying, I really want you to make that call. I mean, I can't tell you how many people say, how can I support your work, Greg Palast? And the answer is, let my voice come back to America. I mean, I broadcast on BBC Nightly News. I'm all over the world. I write for the front page of The Guardian, columns and investigative reports. But, you know, if you can't, most Americans can't swim to England and plug in their TV and get this stuff. How are you going to get it? The only way is by calling and getting my voice on the air through KBOO. So it's not just getting the disc, DVD, and getting the book. And by the way, the book itself has tremendous comics in it. It has a 46-page comic book by the wonderful Ted Rall. And you know he's wonderful because he was fired by the LA Times for doing cartoons lampooning police brutality in Los Angeles. So at the demand of the LAPD, he was fired. So this is a guy, I mean, anyone, first of all, deserves a Pulitzer Prize, for which he was nominated several times, just for being able to somehow make light of, but lampooning the police for their racist police brutality. You will get his cartoons in the book, 46-page comic book in the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is not the old one that you bought that was number one in Portland for many years, for a year, years ago. This is the new one. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Tale of Billionaires and Ballots, 2016. And you get the DVD, a great movie, a fun movie, a heartbreaking movie, an informative movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, but only if you call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU, $20 minimum donation. If you're unemployed, if you're a student, we're going to make it 30 bucks a month because you really need to get this information and you really need KABU. Now, 20 bucks a month will do it, though. Make the call now.
So, Greg, you know, if the stakes weren't high in previous elections that you have covered, the fraud there, they're obviously way higher now, and the fact that the Trumpster is in the White House and leading the Republican Party leads us to believe that things could only get worse. And I just want to—I know you're familiar with this article that just came out by Richard Hasen in a Slate magazine called "Vote Suppressors Unleashed: A District Judge Might Be Handing Donald Trump a Chance to Supercharge Voter Suppression." Now, this has to do with this federal consent decree, which has been in place since 1982 to stop potential voter suppression by the Republican National Committee, which could expire on Friday unless further extended by a federal district court in New Jersey. And as he says, what happens next with Donald Trump in charge of the Republican Party will likely not be pretty. But you yourself have uncovered violations of this very consent decree. So talk about
that's
that.
That's right. Okay, so now if you read Slate, this lawyer writes about consent decrees and vote suppression. By the way, I don't use the term vote suppression very much because, you know, after all, Roland, someone steals your car. You don't say, someone suppressed my car. He stole it. Okay, so understand, the Republicans were under a federal order, an agreement that they signed 50 years ago, which is about to expire. And what they're talking about, in the Slate article, it's kind of in legalese, but what I talk about in the film with law professor Bobby Kennedy, you heard that clip. That's what he's talking about. It's voter caging. Now, again, I'm going to go through what Kennedy says in the film. And by the way, that's literally in the entire hour and three-quarter film. That's the only talking head in there. But it was so brilliant, I had to put Kennedy in to explain caging. What it is, Karl Rove started this. They send out letters to black soldiers and Hispanic soldiers. They send out letters to black students on vacation in the summer at traditionally black colleges. They send letters to elderly Jewish voters in Florida in midsummer when they go back up, when the snowbirds are back up north. Why are they sending these letters? They say, welcome, friend, from the Republican National Committee, because the letters say, do not forward, and they are sent back. It says, return to address to the sender. And when the RNC gets back a letter that says, not deliverable at this address, they challenge the right of the voter to vote. Now, because they're saying, oh, that voter doesn't exist, it's ghost voters, it's illegal voters. No, it ain't. A soldier who is not, and there are hundreds, you'll see in the film, hundreds of soldiers from the Jacksonville Naval Air Station. We called them. We called their families. They said they're in Iraq. They're in Germany. They're overseas. These are soldiers sent overseas. And believe it or not, if you're an American soldier in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, you're allowed to send in an absentee ballot. That's still legal in America for a soldier under fire and in uniform to vote for the president. But they stopped these people by sending them letters. And you know what? Here's the tragedy. These guys send in their letters from Afghanistan and Iraq and wherever they're stationed. They don't even know their vote didn't count, that their vote was challenged. They don't even know it. And guess what? They're now going to try to say that without this decree, it's legal. Bobby Kennedy says it's still a go-to-jail crime, whether there's a consent decree or not. But watch. Remember, it's Trump's judges who eventually are going to get a hold of this consent decree. We've got to fight this. So we expose it in the film. That's just one of 10 ways. That's called voter caging. Okay? And by the way, here's another little cute thing. If you go to gregpalace.com, you'll see this. How do I know that they're conducting the caging? You'll see in the film that we got our hands on the private emails from Karl Rove's office to the George Bush campaign. And we actually show you those emails, with highly confidential, self-incriminating letters. And it turns out the caging operation was run by a guy named Brett Doster. And you say, well, who the heck is Brett Doster? The answer is, he is the campaign manager for Judge Moore in Alabama, the pedophile, right? And he's the guy who's been smearing and sliming the women who are outing Judge Moore as a pedophile. This is the guy who ran the racist, illegal voter caging scheme, which may by Friday, according to the RNC, become legal. So this is how Moore is going to try to win. That's why they're pushing it. If they can get rid of the consent decree by Friday, they're going to use this game called caging. It's explained, by the way, nowhere but in this film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
Yeah, and we see,
we show you the evidence.
And we see how incredibly important this is with races like Roy Moore's race coming up and other races, tight races around the country. And, you know, obviously the Republicans are going to do everything they can to prevent, you know, a Democratic comeback in next year's midterm election and the next presidential election. This is incredibly crucial stuff. But, you know, I want to bring back John Shuck and Mike Crenshaw from KBOO also to talk more about how are we doing back there?
We're doing great. We're doing great, Paul and Greg. We want to continue to do great. We've got a goal of $1,500. We've got $470 in. I want to thank
you. Who can I thank?
We want to thank Eugene of Northeast Portland for renewing. We want to thank Karen of Southeast Portland for renewing. And we want to thank Helen of Gresham for renewing.
Woohoo! Where's my bell? Where's the bell?
Ding, ding, ding. Thank you very much.
Ding, 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 ding.
877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. If you're online, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue off of 8th and Burnside. If you're in the neighborhood, look, I'm looking at the math here. We've got a goal of 1,500. We've got 470 in. That means we've got $1,030 left. So if we could get about five of you to call in and pledge that $20 a month donation, you can get that combination DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Case of the Stolen Election, that we've been talking about on Wednesday Talk Radio here with Greg Pallas, and we'll reach our goal. 877-500-5266.
This is Greg Pallas. Can I personally thank Eugene and Karen and Helen and the people calling in right now? You guys are terrific. And by the way, when you see me, I do get up to Portland to see the great animator from our film, the crazy penman, Keith Tucker, and who's there in Portland, and we'll sign the film for you when we come up. I'm thrilled to do so when I come up to see my friends at KBO. This is Greg Pallas saying, now again, this is the film The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's not anything you've seen. It's the update of a film which will not be released commercially until next year. You can't, you're going to say, oh, I see Best Democracy on Amazon. No, that's the old film. Do not touch. The new film won't be out until next year, but you can get it right now. I mean, they're literally smoking hot off the press. Special run for KBOO. Please call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Pallas saying you're going to get something that no one else has. This is the first time I'm even mentioning it. It's not available commercially. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It also has additional material on the DVD, and you get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is the book of the theft of the 2016 election. I know many of you got the book about how George Bush stole the election. That was the 10-year-old Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is the new one, which includes Ted Rawls' 46-page comic book on the Tales from the Crypt of Democracy. This is Greg Pallas saying 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, $20 a month minimum donation. Please join me. I'm thrilled to help this station. I hope you are too. Please make that call, the book and the film. It's a heck of a deal. Please call now.
You know, Greg, I know you're an investigative reporter. You spend all this time exposing all this stuff, but I imagine you've also drawn your own political conclusions. So in the face of all this, why hasn't the Democratic Party made a huge stink about this issue?
Well, some people do. I mean, I'll say that the Secretary of State of Oregon really slammed this cross-check business. And by the way, some honest Republicans, including the Republican Secretary of Washington, also joined in with Oregon. But of course, you know, we're the left coast, you know, so it's a different Republican Party here and a different Democratic Party. Unfortunately, they're talking Russia, 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 and no one wants to talk about racial vote stealing votes from Black folk, Hispanic, Asian Americans, and it's very hard to get them to touch that issue. They've taken Hillary cornered herself by taking the position that no one in America, no presidential candidate has ever challenged the veracity of the vote. And first of all, that means that she has complete amnesia, because in 2000, whatever you think of Al Gore, he did go to the Supreme Court and say, the election was stolen from me. He sued. He said it was stolen. Unfortunately, you know, they ultimately grab their ankles. It's, you know, the for example, in the film, you'll have a wonderful Saturday morning cartoon animation by Keith Tucker of Portland about how Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush, the dynamic duo, he does this like a little Batman story, stole the election in Florida in 2000, a story I uncovered. And the New York Times, by the way, did acknowledge, I'll say they did pick up the story last week. Let me repeat that. The New York Times took the story I did in 2000 for The Guardian on the 5th of the election, and they finally acknowledged that it was correct last week. So the U.S. press, so you don't need to get the film. You can just wait 17 years to get this information. How about that? So call right now to get the best democracy money can buy. In that case, it was about calling black people felons who couldn't vote. There was a list of 94,000 names. Not one, not a single one was an illegal voter. Not one. And I put it at the top of the nightly news in Britain. I could get it on the top of the nowhere news here, except, by the way, on Democracy Now! And on Flashpoints, which covers my investigations I do for the BBC. And they put it on, and you can only get that by through KBOO. Do you want the stuff, or you can wait 17 years and get it in the New York Times. That means, this is Greg Powell saying, pick up that phone, 877-500-KABOO. 877-500-5266, $20 a month. The press is, the Democratic Party is running away from the issue of racial vote theft. And we've got, we just heard about caging, sending letters to black students in the summer when they're not at their college, legal college voter registration address, to Jewish voters, elderly Jewish voters. So they're going, you know, after the elderly of Zion there, you know. It's ugly, it's racist, it's anti-Semitic, because they know that these are bluish votes, and they know what they're doing, because there's not enough white guys to elect Donald Trump or Republican Congress. And this is not just about the theft of the 2016. First of all, you'll get the extras, which bring it up even beyond the election, but it's about the Judge Moore's election. Brett Doster, his campaign chairman, is one of the creepiest vote thieves alive. I don't say that on the air because, you know, because there's a libel issue, you know, a slander issue. This is, I'm very, very careful about this. Bobby Kennedy, son of the martyred attorney general and a dean of the law school at Pace University, has said Brett Doster and his gang, the guys running Judge Moore's campaign and Karl Rove, should be in prison for this crime. You're going to find out by getting the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is the Trump Stolen Edition. This is the case of the stolen election. It's not available commercially. If you saw the film last year, this is now the update. This is the new one, and it tells you how he did it. And you're gonna, you can only get it. It's not, if you see it on Amazon, iTunes, it, no, that's the old film. You can only get it from KBOO and get something really valuable. By the way, I'll send you the link for download version as well, so you get the DVD with the extras, the book with the comic book inside, and the link. And most importantly, get KBOO, 877-500-KABOO.
Maybe we can get you back up here for a theater screening of the film.
I think we need to defensively before they steal everything inside. There's just, look, and also there's something else that the film has in it. It has the billionaires. So you'll see me in the film. One thing I did keep because people loved it in the new film is when I jump Kris Kobach, Trump's vote thief in chief. I warned about this guy before the election. Now there's all these stories, you know, Ari Berman's writing in the New York Times, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Where were you guys before the election about Kris Kobach? I literally, he wouldn't talk to me. So I fly a camera crew in from, by the way, from one thing you don't know about the crew, they came from Paris, France, because they knew how to do combat work. So I didn't know what was going to happen. And I pretend to be a local newsman. We are all in these kind of goofy local news to look set up as a front to get next to him. I grab him, I grab his hand, and we're interrupted by the Pledge of Allegiance, but I show him the evidence that he's stealing the election for Donald Trump. I gave him that, I pushed that evidence into his face in 2015. okay? So pay attention, because I'm telling you what's going to happen next year in the midterm. And I also hunt down the billionaires behind the theft. And they're already getting their payoff now. That's one thing I wanted to point out. In the film, we talk about a guy named JP the Foreclosure King. I go to a Hampton soiree dinner with my sidekick, Lenny Badpenny. That's really her name. Lenny Badpenny, and we get into this Hamptons, billionaire. It's literally a billionaire's dinner. The entire room is billionaires. I kid you not. And I grab JP the Foreclosure King, a guy who made $5 billion personally in 1 year, more money than the Pharaoh. And he was at the center of the scam which crashed the entire housing market in America. Every time someone lost their house to foreclosure, that guy made money. He made money off every single foreclosure in the United States. 2 million foreclosures he pocketed. He put insurance on the homes he knew were going to be foreclosed, and then he pushed those mortgages over the cliff. I confront him with that. I confront him with his closing of the GM Delco auto parts plant and sending all the jobs to China. So you get to meet these creepy billionaires. And one thing he wanted from Donald Trump, the reason this guy was supporting Donald Trump, and his partner is a guy named Steve Mnuchin, by the way, who's now Treasury Secretary. The reason he supported Donald Trump is Trump said he was going to close a billionaire's loophole that cost, are you ready, $170 billion. $170 billion gimme for Wall Street speculators that Donald Trump said he would close that loophole. He says it's so unfair. But now in this tax bill, did they close the billionaire's loophole? No. They're proposing to remove the deduction for teachers who buy supplies for their schools. If you're a kindergarten teacher and you buy a box of crayons, you lose that deduction. But the billionaires get their $170 billion loophole called carried interest that Trump promised he would close, and it's way wide open still. This tax bill is a scam. You get this information in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, in the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, Theft of the 2016 Election, and the billionaire behind it. But only if you call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, $20 a month minimum donation. You can do that. That's, you know, like a half dozen mocha frappa latte chinos.
So, Greg, you know, we're coming up on the Christmas season. So, of course, you know, the Christmas Story. There's a new film out, you know, about Charles Dickens and the making of Christmas Story. I mean, these people you're talking about are, you know, so much worse than the Scrooge or Grinch. But, you know, those have happy endings. I don't really see a happy ending. I don't see these people being sort of spiritually transformed. No, they seem to be digging in their heels. They've got their man in the White House. They put him in. And you know, you also mentioned NPR. You call it National Petroleum Radio, National Public Radio. Do they ever get you on the air?
Never.
So here on KBOO, we get Greg Palast on the air to get this information. So we need you all to step up right now and support not only Greg Palast's work, which is also important by, as he said, bringing his voice back to the United States, where he's been semi-exiled into being on the British airwaves and in British print with The Guardian and BBC. We need you to support KBOO, which brings you the voice of Greg Palast and so many others. And I want to bring in John Shuck and Mike Crenshaw back into the conversation, if Liam, our engineer, will get back to his post momentarily. But the number is 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Let's bring Mike and John back into the conversation. Hey there.
Hi, Paul. You're listening to Wednesday Talk Radio with Paul Roland. His guest is Greg Palast, and it is an exciting donation that Greg is giving, a film that he has produced that I've seen called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. I haven't seen the new one, so I need to get this, and you do too, and you can do that for a $20 a month donation right now to KBOO. And if you become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is for four pairs. That's eight tickets, VIP tickets to Portland Center Stage at the Armory. Call 877-500-5266 to be entered for the chance to win that, and a donation again of $20 per month or $240 per year gets you this film, the DVD, that you don't get anywhere. You don't get it on National Petroleum Radio. You don't get it on the mainstream boxed media. You get it on people, stations that are willing to tell the truth. And the truth is, it's out there, you know. It isn't just because it isn't on mainstream media, it can't be true. I've had people tell me that about this film. Well, I haven't heard this on, you know, CNN or anything, so it must not be true. No, it is. Well, that's not the case at all.
That's like saying, if I haven't seen you on CNN, you must not exist.
That's right. So Greg Palast has done an incredible service for America, whether we realize it or not, and you will do a service too if you get this film and show it to your friends. 877-500-5266 is the phone number to call and make your pledge to KABU.
Yeah, if you, again, like John said, becoming a member now, you'll be entered to win a drawing. So there's a lot of exponential benefit to calling us this morning at 877-500-5266. Aside from the benefit of what you're actually hearing with Paul Rowland and Greg Palast on Wednesday Talk Radio, you know, there are these thank you gifts that you get for becoming a member of KABU. And then there's the gift of KABU as a community resource, a source of news and information in public affairs and music programming and cultural programming. That gift, that resource has been here for 50 years, and we're going to continue to be here with your support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We know you tune in to KABU during the week, in the morning, between 7 and noon, to hear this news and public affairs programming that you're only going to find on 90.7 FM. KBOO.FM online. If you go there, you can click donate. And again, the thank you gifts that we have for you for becoming a member are the DVD and the book for $20 a month. That comes to $240 a year. I want to thank everybody that's been calling in today. We've got a program goal of 1,500, and we want to make that goal with your help. Call us now and become a member of KABU, 877-500-5266.
All right, Greg. So you know, you talk about NPR in unflattering terms, and I've been noticing that they've actually gotten way more combative recently with the election of Trump. I mean, surprisingly so, actually. But at the same time, you do hear that dreaded word, Coke, sponsored by Coke. I have to turn it off every time I hear it coming.
You know what? They are so-called combative, but I want you to listen carefully what their combat is. They become more partisan, more Democratic-oriented. That's not truth-oriented. It's just they're, and again, they'll talk endlessly about Russia, Russia, Russia. But they won't take on, remember, let's be very honest about it, it is a Caucasian channel, okay? If you want to hear Caucasian news that pleasures Caucasians, you know, go right ahead. But if you want to hear something that reflects the full community, you've got KABU. And this is one of the reasons why I'm not on NPR with issues, because they don't want to touch the issue race in America. It's all over. You get Martin Luther King Day off, so now shut up.
You know, Greg, we're starting to lose your signal every once in a while. I don't know if you're maybe you could get back to a better place.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that what you want to do is make sure that they don't want to take on racial issues, what they consider racial issues. And even though when election stolen, it's an election stolen from all of us, as far as they're concerned. Caging black voters, cross-checking Hispanic voters, all the other gimmicks used, that's not for much discussion except in really legalistic and sterile terms. You're not going to get the full information anywhere but KBOO. I do my reports for BBC and The Guardian, but I also donate those reports to Flashpoints and Democracy Now!, both on KBOO, and you're not going to get them anywhere else. But you will then find out what the rest of the world is watching, and you can have fun getting the news about the theft of our democracy. Hey, you'll laugh and you'll cry, And if you want that, call 877-500-KBOO and get the film The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Again, this is not the version you can get from iTunes or Amazon. This will not be out commercially till next year. Only if you donate to KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. $20 a month minimum donation. I only get the film that ain't out commercially, but you get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It'll tell you all about that creepy billionaire's loophole carried interest. Why is Trump gone back on his promise? You will find out in the book and in the film, because the guys who used the loophole, a guy named Paul the Vulture Singer, you're not called the vulture because of your kind business practices. You will meet him. We jump him. I have a really lame disguise, which fails. Sorry, I don't always get my man, especially when I use my cheap disguises. You'll see that in the film. You'll laugh, but you'll be frustrated, too. On the other hand, we do expose these characters and the vultures and have the wonderful cartoon work of Portlandian Keith Tucker, who did, you may know him from Pinky and the Brain, and of course he drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, $20 a month minimum donation, or go to kboo.fm and make a secure donation there. I don't get paid for this, guys. I'm volunteering as you are. And I want you to call and join me for your station, 877-500-KBOO.
And I do want to, you know, this is a talk show. I know during membership drive, it's a bit of more of a challenge to get callers in because there's so much else going on. But, you know, we have 10 minutes left. If you have a burning and germane question for Greg Palast, our very special guest here, give us a call at 503-231-8187. And, you know, Greg, you mentioned that there's at least 10 ways that the elections are stolen, manipulated, rigged. And you've mentioned only one or two of them. Just give us another one or two of the ways that this is the wool is being pulled over our eyes.
Yeah, so there's in the book there's a chapter, so these 10 nuns walk into a voting station. And it's a bad joke, but it is about the crazy new ID laws that won Wisconsin for Trump. People don't realize that 2 weeks before the election, they changed the law 2 weeks, again, 2 weeks before the election in Wisconsin, to require a state photo ID, but you cannot use, are you ready for this? You can't use your state, University of Wisconsin state photo ID, but you can use your state gun license. So if you're carrying a book, you couldn't vote. I kid you not. If you're carrying a gun, you're a voter. I can't make that stuff up. And the University of Wisconsin measured it and found out that Trump's supposed 29,000 vote victory was swamped by the 50,000 students and others who could not use what was a good legitimate ID 2 weeks earlier. That's what happened in Wisconsin. That's just the beginning of it. And then there's the absentee ballot scam. Do you know that 1 in 7 ballots that you mail in are not counted? There's one state where that's an exception. That's called Oregon. You know what? You know, if you make a mistake on their ballot, they'll try to reach you. They don't play games with absentee ballots in Oregon. You and Washington, the only states where they don't play games. Everywhere else, they know who you are. They know how you voted. And they come up with Mickey Mouse ways to disqualify your absentee. They did this with hundreds of thousands of votes. And guess what? Whose vote? As I explain in the book and in the film, the chance of your vote that you've cast not being counted for a technical reason, these are mostly absentees, is 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. This is a Jim Crow voting technique. We're not even talking about messing around with the machine. We're talking about literally not counting your mail-in ballot. And again, Oregon is an unusual exception to this racist rule. 900% higher that your ballot will be tossed out, because if you use, for example, in Ohio, you leave out your middle initial, but you register with your middle initial, but you signed without it, you lose your vote.
Okay, let's hold that thought. We do have a couple callers. Let's go to Stephen. Go ahead, make your question as concise as you can.
Hi there. Yeah, this is Steve. Yeah, I was, maybe I missed this, but I was wondering, okay, there's a huge amount to lose here. Why have the Democrats been completely absent here? this and all these previous elections. And it's not, can't just be racist because they depend on all that, all those votes. So it's suicide. So I don't understand it.
Yeah. I can't say I 100% understand it. Now I get into some speculation. But I do know this. You would have a very, very different Democratic Party if black people and Hispanics and Asian Americans were allowed to vote. For example, the worst voter suppression in America that I've encountered is, guess where? In New Mexico. It's so bad, and what you had is a mass disenfranchisement and failure to count the votes of Hispanics, of poor Hispanic Democrats. And who took away their votes? The Hispanic leadership of New Mexico. The worst vote suppression, vote thieving techniques, New Mexico. And you'll see this in the book, by the way. So, and one of the problems of taking on vote thievery is that the Democrats do it too. They don't do it as big. They don't do it on the same scale, but unfortunately they go after the same voters. Why did that happen in New Mexico? Why, in fact, I was proud to say it had something to do with the arrest of the Secretary of State there, a Hispanic Democrat with a Hispanic Democratic governor, so-called Bill Richardson, who were involved in the mass disenfranchisement of Hispanic Democratic votes. Why? Because they could never win primaries if everyone got to vote.
Scandalous.
So you have a very different Democratic Party in New Mexico, in Arizona. Arizona is not a Republican state. It's a blue state, except the Democrats are so busy removing each other's votes that the Republicans win.
So basically you're saying no one wants to give up their power. We got one last caller. Todd, make your question as quick as you can, because
by the way, those answers are in the book,
okay.
The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Go ahead.
Todd.
Hi there. Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Todd here from Vancouver. Hey, I went to your movie last year, Greg. Really enjoyed meeting you and the presentation, and looking forward to the updated version of your movie.
Fantastic.
And yeah, voter suppression and disenfranchisement is a serious problem. However, what I want to ask just briefly is, a big chunk of the puzzle, which I'm sure you've contemplated, and I don't know, maybe written about, is the Electoral College. It's such an anachronism. It needs to go away. Obviously, Hillary would have won.
Okay, we gotta cut you off there. Go ahead on the Electoral College, Greg.
Yeah, it stinks. It's racist. It's no good. It's left over from the slave from our slave beginnings in America. It's got to go. But Trump didn't win the Electoral College either. He did have to steal the votes in swing states. So I'm with you, but that's why we got to fight on all fronts for our rights, not for the Democratic Party, but for our rights. And don't expect the people who are themselves involved in vote thievery to protect you, because it's the privilege of the incumbent party to keep everyone else out. They don't care if there's all vote theft is local, by the way. It's not about stealing for Donald Trump. It's all about local elections. Let me tell you, that's a little hint you're going to find out in the book. All vote theft is local, just as all politics is local.
Okay, on that note, we got to...
You're not going to get that information without calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast saying you really need to pick up that phone right now and join Eugene and Karen and Helen and Stephen. These are the people you've got to join.
And let's find out who else. Let's find out who else is called. John and Mike, we got a couple minutes left. How are we doing?
We are looking for our goal here of $1,500, and you can help us right here in the next few minutes by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and for a $20 contribution, you will get this DVD that you can get nowhere else by Greg Palast, the case of the best democracy money can buy. The new subtitle is The Case of the Stolen Election, the election of 2016, and others. And this is... it's because of KBOO that you get this kind of story. So, go ahead.
877-500-5266. Wednesday Talk Radio, you've been listening to, brought to you by a volunteer programmer here at KBOO, Paul Rowland. He's been here as a journalist for years, and we've had Greg Palast on. And I want to thank everybody that's been calling in to become a member of KBOO today. We've got fabulous thank you gifts when you call and you donate. There's a $10 monthly pledge, which comes to $100 $120 a year that's going to get you a knit cap. You've been hearing about the DVD and the book set for $20. If you call now in the next few minutes, we're still going to give you that package for $20 a month. That comes to $240 a year. You can help us reach our goal of $1,500 that we've had for this hour, 877-500-5266. I want to encourage you to go online, kboo.fm, and we'd be happy to hear from you.
And before we sign off, I just want to thank you, Greg, very much for being on our show. I guess Greg's left us, and I'll sign off too.
Okay.
You're still there?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much, Greg.
Okay, this is Greg Pallas signing off for KBOO, pleasantly and happily reporting for KBOO. And you know, stay on the next few minutes, because if you're not getting through because the lines are jammed, do it now, hang on, try again, and get that book and the film, and I'll send you the private link for download version of it, too.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
You did fine.
You're welcome. Bye.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bird and Bear, located 2801 Southeast Holgate Boulevard in Portland, and serving fresh comfort food in a comfortable setting. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located 315 Southwest Montgomery Street in Portland. Sandwiches, hamburgers, and salads are made with locally sourced ingredients at this chic, artsy cafe. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, brewery and catering, with three locations in Portland. Go to portlandwings.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Hi, I'm Eileen with the Oregon Cultural Trust. As a KBOO donor, I know my gift supports access to great programming for everyone in Portland. Access to cultural programming is why KBOO receives grants from the Oregon Cultural Trust, and you can help. When you make a gift to KBOO, make a matching gift to the Oregon Cultural Trust by December 31st. Then you can use the cultural tax credit next year to reduce your state tax bill. It's true. And it's how KBOO supporters guarantee